Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Good Friday. It is a wonderful day today. I don't know where you're listening from, but where I'm at in the San Francisco Bay Area, it is a beautiful day. The sun is shining. The morning is crisp. I've been up. I've done my meditations, and I'm feeling wonderful. And the message today, for those of you who received my blasts when I promote my show, is about release and forgiveness, specifically getting yourself in a position where you can start living a life of meaning. And today, being Good Friday, for those of us who are walking a path, a Christian path, today celebrates the day of crucifixion. And we're not going to spend a lot of time talking about that today, because that is not the background of our programming. But what we are going to do is talk about the meaning that we need to walk with today, and how you can use this day, your life in power. And at the end of the day, that's what we want to do, right? We want to create a life in power. So this is a celebration day, not a mournful day. This is a joyous and glorious day. For this is the day that all of us can release and forgive. Two of the most powerful tools in your toolbox of your, what I call, life millionaire purpose. If you truly want to step into a position where you can move your life forward in power, in joy, and abundance in all areas of your life, we have to be able to release, we have to be able to let go. And most importantly, we have to be able to forgive. So before we get started, please come with me. Let's take a moment to just stop and take a deep breath. And then release that breath, ground yourself, and connect to the divine. And be in this space, just one moment in your life, just to have clarity and joy and purpose. Awesome, awesome, awesome. There's a lot of people calling on the switchboard, so I did promise that I was going to take calls today. So we're going to go ahead and take our first caller. Good morning. Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm awesome.
Awesome. Who am I speaking to? Do I know you?
This is your sister.
This is my sister. That's what I thought. Happy Good Friday. Good morning. Oh, my God.
Good
my
morning.
Sister's listening. I'm so excited.
I know.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm awake and aware.
So this is my sister, Pamela. She has her fabulous Yes Coaching business. And I'm so delighted. I'm going to be seeing you here in a couple of days as we celebrate Easter, which I'm very excited about.
Yes.
And I'm so thrilled. It's so cool to have my big sister call me on my radio show. I'm so excited. So my topic today is release and forgiveness. And so I'm inviting people to come on the air with me and help them release and forgive. So what kinds of things are you working on in terms of releasing? What is standing in your way, or what is hampering you that we can let go of today?
So for me, you know, the conversation of managing my business, and you know, there's a lot of things. People who get started, who just start up, a lot of times, you know, the capital isn't there, the funding, the financing, whatever you want to call it, the money's just not coming in, flowing. And so you have to take on other little jobs here and there to make it work. And there's like what I'm interacting with is the resentment that I feel as they start to relate to me as in a certain way. You know, I'm here,
right.
I'm worth far more than what they're paying. I'm here for the money because I need to pay bills. And I'm providing a service that, you know, what they're getting is exponentially more than what they're paying for, because I'm here for a specific reason. And what I deal with and what I have to constantly release and give up is the resentment that I feel towards them for relating to me like a quote-unquote employee. And to the level at which I am related to that way is the level to which I resent. And what there is to do is give that up, that resentment, because I'm grateful for the opportunity to make money. Other than that, I wouldn't have a cell phone. I wouldn't have gas in my car. But by the same token, there are times when I just feel downtrodden. And so that's what I'm interacting with currently. And I offer it as something that I'm not the only one that has to experience that. Whether you have to work as a waitress or Taco Bell as you make your business happen so that you can pay bills and feed your family, that there's sometimes there's an underlying resentment and anger toward how you treat it.
Right. That's powerful. That's a powerful message. And I know that that's something almost everybody can relate to, the resentment, which we feel in our heart. So you have your heart is living in resentment and deep in the lower levels of your systems. And I'm going to talk about the chakras here. In the lower levels of your system is the sacral chakra, where you really are down there in the area of safety, where you feel safe and you feel taken care of and you feel like everything around you is going to be okay. And that's where we feel resentment. Somebody reaches out to us and hands us something and it's not quite what we need or it's not quite what we want or we don't feel that they appreciate us. So it almost like reflects negativity at the thing that we're receiving, and it makes it hard to break through, go to the next level because you're too busy kind of bringing darkness to the gift. And that's something that, you know, we gotta release. The first thing we have to do is we have to forgive. If you want to release resentment, you have to forgive. And that's the hardest part, letting go and forgiving both the people who are in the space now and the people from the past. That's usually the past. So, you know, is there an opportunity for forgiveness and yourself, it feels like? You got to forgive yourself. There's some message around what you need to let go of because you haven't done anything wrong. You've only done what you needed to do to survive. And what you're trying to create is a conversation. You don't want to survive anymore. You want to succeed now. You've survived long enough. Okay, I get it. I know how to survive now. So now it's time for me to go and create my life as a life millionaire. I don't want to survive anymore. I want to go to the next level. So you have to forgive the survivalist so that the survivalist can evolve to the next level. You got to forgive the people in the past, and you got to forgive these people in your space because they don't understand that what they're giving you is not what you are looking for, and they're not the people that you need to be ministering to anyway. You need to be going to the people at the next level. So these people are people. It's like a step. You're stepping on this step to go to the next level, and they're handing you the pennies. And so be thankful for the pennies, and then move on to the next level. Does that make sense?
Yes, that's exactly it. It's really a function of there's a moment in time where I have to draw a line in the sand and say, at this point, it's time for me to step up to the next level, and that takes courage and it takes some level of risk. Because the reality is that the pennies, as you put it, the gift, is necessary. And what
yeah.
I tend to do, and it's pertinent that you said that I have to forgive myself, because what I tend to do from the past is I stay comfortable in a certain level. Once I'm at the point where I can survive, pay my bills, and even have a little left over to see a movie now and then, I'm content there. And I'll just settle in and be there for years. And that has happened to me many times, and it's kept me from achieving my ultimate goal. At this point in my life, I'm ready to continue to do the pathway to my ultimate goal and stop settling in and, you know, really just release whatever that is, that fear or whatever that is that has me say, okay, I'm comfortable. I'm just going to hang out here for a little bit because that's the point I'm at right now. And I'm not committed to that, and that's not what I'm up to. And inside of this conversation for forgiveness, it really is a function of starting with myself. Because I've been here before. I've seen this behavior before. And I keep doing it. And I need to stop. It doesn't work. And I'm getting to the point where I'm starting to get up in age. And it's not going to be so easy for me to keep moving forward physically. If I don't stop getting comfortable where I am, I'm not committed to surviving. I'm committed to abundance.
Wow, that's, and you say it out loud. That's one of my things that when I work with people, it's like, first you got to state it out loud. And you stated it out loud, and that's beautiful that you stated it out loud. So today, the energy in our universe today for us as humans on this planet is geared towards allowing us to release and forgive. If you can do that today, if you can truly find a way to sit down and do that today, you will ignite your life today, because that's what today is about, and that's what we miss. It's not just about sitting around mournfully and sitting in prayer, because, you know, that's beautiful. You should do that. But there is a purpose to today, so that you can ignite and explode, but you got to let that stuff go. There was a reason for that stuff. There was a purpose for that stuff, and it's what made you who you are, which is going to give you the power to touch and inspire people with your story and with your talent and your gifts. But it's done. It is over. And if you release it and look at the people that affected you negatively and affected you in a way, whether they knew it or they didn't know it, or things that you might even blame yourself for this reason or that reason, if you can't look that stuff in the face and go, I forgive, you're going to continue to stay in this space. And you have to do it in earnest. You have to look at and say it and feel it and then let it go. You've got to write it down and burn it up on a piece of paper. If you got to do whatever, meditate, you've got to find a way to do that, because it's there for you. It's ready for you. You're at the start, and it's coming. But you're not letting it come, because you're holding on to all this stuff because you're not worthy. And you are worthy, but you got to let this stuff go. And you could do it today. You could choose to do it today. And if you do it today, you will wake up tomorrow in a different space. And you'll be surprised how fast stuff will start to come for you. That's what today is about. So I'm going to ask you, are you ready to do that today?
Absolutely.
So we're going to do that. And that's the message. And I want to thank you for that. That's awesome. You know, how to start my call off today. There's nothing more powerful than to have someone close to you come into your space. And I'm so delighted. I'm like a little kid. My sister called me on my radio show. This is awesome. So I want to give you some time. And my commitment to helping you get to the next level, I'm going to give you 5 minutes to speak to your process and what it is you're doing with your stuff. So you're my guest on my show this morning. So I'm going to introduce you, if you don't mind. Would you like that?
That'd be fine. That'd be awesome.
That'd be awesome. So this is my friend, and sister and soul sister, Pamela. I've known her all my life. She can't say the same. Or it's the other way around. She's my big sister.
Well,
why don't you tell them a little bit about what your process is, and what you do, and the name of your programming? Go ahead.
Yes.
The show is yours.
So I have a company that I created a little over a year ago. I call it Strategic Yes Training, and I call myself a yes coach. So what I do in life, I train individuals to be a yes in life. And what I mean by that is that life, if you take on that life is energy and that it resonates and that all of us live within that energy, then I'm asserting that that energy resonates with yes and everything that yes provides. So if you think about it, somebody asks you out on a date. Now, for those of you who are married and have been married for quite some time, you may have forgotten what that feels like, but just try to go back down memory lane. If somebody asks you out on a date, and for you, the person who's being asked, there's a certain resonance field. But for the person asking, there's one resonance field. And the one resonance field is the word that they want to hear when they make that request. And that word is yes. If they hear no, for some people it's a disappointment. It actually lands for them like an upset. For some people, it's like, oh, well, whatever, next. It doesn't really matter, but I want you to notice that that energy resonance collapses the moment you say no. It's not what they're listening for. It's not what they're committed to, and it's not what they're up to in that moment. In that moment, what they're listening for is yes. And I assert that yes is an energy resonance that we all can live into. And the moment you say yes to life, to courage, to romance, to whatever it is that you're looking to achieve in life, in that very moment, the moment you say yes, that's available to you, that anything you want is available to you by simply saying yes. So I'm currently writing a book called Say Yes. I have clients, business clients and individual clients. As a life coach, I coach people to be a yes. And a lot of times what I'm dealing with is self-esteem, courage, just the opportunity that people want to create around certain areas of their life where they're not so strong. I've had clients, I just completed 8 months of coaching with a client who's very wealthy and who was not in a relationship. And in his life, you know, he'd always kind of like, in his opinion, failed at relationship. And I worked with him very closely to be a yes to romance. He now is in a relationship that is the relationship of his dreams. It has its ups and downs, and the bottom line is he transformed his relationship to saying yes to romance, and now romance he has in abundance. So that's the kind of work that I do with people. In business, I work with small businesses and startups, and I coach them to be a yes to whatever it is that they see possible and where they want the business to be within the next 5 years. And I specifically target startups and small businesses, entrepreneurs who are just starting out, because that's when you can make the most difference with businesses. If you go to a big business like IBM or Xerox or Microsoft, they are kind of set in their ways. It's a different resonance. But when you're first starting out, it's like a child with a brand new toy. They want to learn how to play it right. So that's my process, and for the most part, it's going well. I started this business over a year ago, and I'm making a living. And is there anything else you want me to say about that? I think I've wound down.
I think you covered it awesomely. And what I hear is really one main message: yes, you can. And for those who are looking for someone who can take them by the hand and turn their life from a, I don't know, maybe kind of sort of, into a yes, I can, that's the power that you bring to the table. That's what I'm hearing. Is that correct?
Yes, it's accurate. And it's on point that you say the whole thing is, I don't know, I don't deal with maybe. It's kind of like that scene in Amistad, which is one of my favorite movies, where the guy was translating and the English guy said, well, tell him he should do that and he should do this. And the guy said, I don't know how to translate that because there's no such word in their language as should. In their culture, you either do something or don't do it. There's no such thing as, you know, maybe I'll do it. You either are going to do it or you're not going to do it. And I'd rather have you be a no than a maybe. The whole point is to choose. Just choose what it is that you're going to do, because there are people that say they want something. And it's interesting because they say they want it and yet they don't have it and have never had it. And then when I get to working with them, I come to distinguish that they don't want it at all. They just say they want it because the actions necessary to have it is just not something they're willing to do.
Powerful. And we, you know, when I one of the shows I did earlier last month, I talked about creating a life statement. And most people, they want to accomplish things, and they just desire. They just, it's like a wish. It's just, oh, it'd be cool to kind of do that. Wouldn't it be nice to win the lottery? It's just a wish. But they don't have a statement that takes them through the race. They just kind of look out in the road and like, okay, well, I'm just going to kind of take some steps. And then maybe as I wander down the road, I might kind of bump into some of these dreams that I have. And the statement of this, what I want to do, is as powerful. Do you find that when you're working with people as a yes coach, that do you have to sit them down and talk to them about, you know, what their purpose is? But before you can say yes, you have to know what it is you want to do. Do you find that that's something that you have to focus on?
It is, it's important to distinguish what it is that you're committed to and what your purpose is. But my philosophy around yes is that you can have anything you want. So them wanting it is all that's necessary. Once you distinguish you want it and you're willing to say it out loud, like you pointed out earlier, I too believe in saying things out loud. The universe is energy, and energy resonates. And when you speak out loud,
you resonate with the energy that the universe is. So you say it out loud, you can have it. So the point is not so much that they want it but aren't willing to do what it takes, because sometimes they don't know what to do. And that's
right.
Where I come in. I help them create structures around what it is to do so they can have what they want. If you say you want X, and in order to have X, you have to do Y, then you can now choose whether or not you're willing to do Y to have X. Do you follow?
Yes, I do.
It's kind of
yes,
like
I
people
do.
Who want to lose weight. They say they want to lose weight, but they're not willing to give up banana splits. You know, well, you
right.
got to give up banana splits. Sorry. you got to give up banana splits.
I can't have my banana
split. You can't have it. Sorry. Not
I
if you want to
yes.
wait now.
You said
there
yes.
Are a lot of, yeah, I'm telling you. I get this all the time, by the way. But you said yes. Okay, here's
you
the thing.
You said yes.
There are a lot of skinny people who eat banana splits, okay? Just go to any nearby Cold Stone Creamery or Baskin Robbins. There are skinny people who eat banana splits. I got it. But they're skinny, and they're doing whatever they need to do to be skinny, and they're eating banana splits. You're overweight, and you say you want to lose weight. How do you lose weight? You got to take in less calories. You got to exercise and burn off the calories you take in, and then you'll lose weight. It really is truly black and white.
It is, you know, as a personal trainer, yep.
It's black
right.
and white, period. Now, I could help you be complete about being overweight. If that's what you need, I can help you do that. Like, if you think you want to be skinny because you want to look a certain way because you think you're supposed to, I can help you get over that, and then you can eat all the banana splits you want. But if you're committed to losing weight and living a lifestyle of fitness, you're going to have to give up something. You're going to have to be willing to do what it takes to have what you want. And in most cases, I hate to say this because I know people are going to hang up when I say this. In most cases, what you have to give up is something you don't want to give up.
Well, that's
almost
the
a red flag.
Yeah, it is. It is. Because it's the stuff, it's that comfort zone you were talking about earlier. The stuff that you sit in, the water is warm. But you can't sit in the hot tub every minute of the day. Sometimes you don't have to get out of the hot tub because you have to do stuff.
Yeah.
And so you have, or sometimes you got to give up the hot tub because it might be bad for you. So just because it feels good, there are how many people do you know who smoke? We know for a fact that
yeah.
smoking is going to kill you. But people are like, oh,
yep.
I'm so, I feel so good, and so we do a million things that are horrible for us. Not all the things we do are going to stop us from getting to our goal, but there are some things that are going to stop you from getting to your goal. And as I, you know, I ask people, how bad do you want it? You know, the
exactly.
desire to the need for the want to accomplish has to outweigh the need to eat the hot fudge sundae. It has to
exactly.
outweigh it.
Exactly. There has
yeah,
to be a why
to
big enough to have you not eat the banana split. And really, it's not to say that there's something wrong with banana split. There's not. There's nothing wrong with banana split. In and of itself, it's just a food substance. Oh, that's
yeah.
not it. Do you get it?
Yeah, I do. You know, and I've lived that path, and you know, losing weight, and you know, letting things go, you know, living a life of meaning. You know, the theme today. Being based on Good Friday, you know, and I'll let you speak to that. You know, living a life of meaning, you know, I got to release and forgiveness. If you look back on the purpose of why we're here today and the thing that the Christ gave up, you know, it's like you don't want to give it up and just futilely give something up and have no meaning attached to it. You know, if you're going to sacrifice and lose, you know, I've lost like 200 pounds, you're going to lose that weight and sacrifice and torture yourself. You make it worth meaning. If you're going through this process where you're releasing this stuff and you're going through the last battles of your, you know, of this conquest, like the Battle of Waterloo, that's what I'm getting for you. Is like, this is the Battle of Waterloo for you, and you get to it, you get to the other side, make it worth meaning. Make it mean something. Carry the flag with pride and yell, living your life with meaning so that you can have a purpose that's powerful. I would think that if I was going to engage with a coach that's like, learn to say, it's all about yes, that my life is about power now. So when you work with people and you take them through this process, how do you talk to them about the legacy and the meaning and the purpose of their life? Or, you know, do you talk them through that?
Yeah, one of the things that the tools I use specifically with individuals, not so much business coaching, but with individual mm-hmm. coaching, I do sit people down and we create what it is they're up to, what their mission is in life. There's always something underlying. I use the circle, you know, where you cut your life up in 8 parts and you look at each part and make sure that you're always paying attention to each one of those areas of your life so that you're living a whole, complete life. There are some people who focus on work and work alone, and they're workaholics. And there are some people that do nothing but go to church morning, noon, and night. And there are some people who spend their entire life focusing on their relationship. And, you know, each one of those areas of life are important, but all the areas of life make a whole life. So we get that distinguished from the get-go. It's one of the first things I do with my clients is pull out the circle and distinguish what those areas are, spirituality, relationship, career, finances, all the areas that you focus on, and then, you know, actually distinguish what they're doing, and if they're not doing anything, then to have them start to create actions in that arena so that their life starts to become fuller.
That is awesome. That is really awesome. So I'm coming to a close now, so I'm going to give you the opportunity, Pam, if you want to just take like 30 seconds to put your website out there, and if you got anything coming up, and then I'm gonna close out and bless everybody and go into the weekend and enjoy everybody's Easter. So please do throw your information out there for my listeners.
Yeah, my website is www.yescoachforyou. www.yescoachforyou. And the 4 is the number 4, and the U is the letter U. And I'd be more than happy to the first consultation is free, to talk to you about what you're up to in life and have you start to move in the direction of yes. And may I say that it was a thrill to be on your show today. I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting to listen. But I'm looking forward to seeing you for Easter. And I'm in town.
I just got
in this morning. Yeah.
Oh, welcome.
So I'm here. Yeah. And I look forward to seeing you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And I will see you soon. And I want to say to everybody, one of the things that I say is, you know, in this process, in my process as a spiritual intuitive life coach, is I always tell people when it's time for things to happen and when you do things and take steps to move forward, you always get delightful blessings. And, you know, as I meditated and I went through a lot of processes myself to prepare for this call, and I always ask the divine to, you know, enlighten me and tell me and guide me on what we need to cover for each day. And I was told I was going to get a delightful gift in this call, in this show. And then my sister calls me and I'm able to kind of have this wonderful show, which is really, really awesome. So maybe one day we'll get together and do another show so we can give you a little bit more focus. But I'll see you probably in the next couple of days. And thank you so much, everybody. Thank you for joining. For those of you who are going to be on the call later, I will talk to you guys soon. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. I will let you know what next week's topic is later on in the week. Go over to my website, igniteandevolvecoaching.com. If you have any questions or if you have any questions to send for me, you can send me an email. Otherwise, everybody have a delightful, fabulous, and joyous Easter. God bless you. Take care. And just remember, ignite your life today to get involved to your power tomorrow. Ciao, ciao.
Bye-bye. Happy Easter.